If I were the suspicious sort, I would say that something deeply alarming is going on here. Hi, I'm Charles Goyette. Okay, something alarming is going on, and you don't need to be suspicious to see it. Germany is not going to be getting its gold back after all. This is a story heavy with disturbing significance. Let me give you the details. A year and a half ago, responding reluctantly to a populist campaign in Germany, the Bundesbank, the nation's central bank, announced that it would begin bringing home German gold that had been stored in the vaults of foreign central banks, chiefly in the United States and in France. During the Cold War, with Germany divided and the East under Soviet dominion, it made sense for Germany to keep some of its gold stored in the U.S. But now, with the Cold War long over and currency wars lurking in our future, the German people have called for their gold to come home. It really is a common sense thing for them to have done. The Eurocrats and the bureaucrats in Germany have deepened the taxpayers' exposure to sovereign European debtors. Germans, who have a long and bitter national memory of their own fiat money catastrophe less than 100 years ago, began paying attention to this recklessness. Wisely, they grew concerned about monetary affairs in a way that Americans should, but so far have not. In response to the popular mood, in 2012, a German court noted that foreign-held German gold had never been verified physically and ordered the Bundesbank to account for it. Shortly thereafter, bowing to public pressure, the Bundesbank announced that it would bring home all of its gold from France, and much of it reported to be stored in Federal Reserve vaults in New York. Altogether, 54,000 gold bars, each weighing 400 troy ounces, were going to be returned to the underground vaults of the German Central Bank in Frankfurt. Curiously, the repatriation of Germany's gold was not scheduled to be completed until 2020. Think about that. A policy to bring the gold home was announced, and yet a job that could be done in weeks was going to be dragged out over 7 or 8 years? Why? The gold was said to be present and accounted for. In response to the German people whose gold it is, the central bank made a formal request for its return, but no explanation was offered for the dawdling pace. The delay began fueling questions about the title to gold in the Fed's vaults. Is the gold that is supposed to be in the Fed's safekeeping all accounted for? Is it unencumbered? Or has it been used in the trillions of dollars of secret swaps, loans, and collateralized obligations that the Fed has engaged in? Even with its agonizingly slow repatriation schedule, the Federal Reserve and the Banque de France failed to make timely progress in the return of Germany's gold. In the first year after asking for it back, only 5% was delivered. And now, Angela Merkel's government has decided not to bring Germany's gold back home, but to leave it where it is, with the U.S. Fed, or at least where it is reported to be. This surprise decision comes from a Bloomberg news story that includes an intriguing line. It reads, "Ending talk of repatriating the world's second biggest gold reserves removes a potential irritant in U.S.-German relations." Now, why should the return of Germany's gold be an irritant in relations between the countries? Why shouldn't they take it when they want it? Why should that be a problem? Unless there is a problem. In a shameful dereliction of duty, the U.S. Congress has failed to have the Federal Reserve audited. Indeed, the Fed has resisted an audit mightily. Everything in the compounding of these stories is alarming. But if the news story is accurate of Germany's late decision that it doesn't really want its gold back, it's like a five-alarm fire. The likely explanations have to do with the gold either not being physically accounted for, or more likely, that its title is badly compromised. Either explanation fits the Fed's pattern of unhinged monetary policy and goes hand in glove with criminally negligent fiscal stewardship out of Washington. Presumably, the German Central Bank and the German government have their fingerprints all over this malfeasance as well. They, too, could be involved in bogus gold leasing arrangements that they don't want disclosed. Or if their own hands are clean, they may understand the magnitude of the central bank gold reserve frauds and wish to forestall a day of reckoning. That would explain their obstruction of the repatriation of the German people's gold. These things can be covered up for a while. But eventually a panic, a market collapse, or a default somewhere will expose the malfeasance, and by then it's too late. A global meltdown, dwarfing what we experienced in 2008, will ensue. In the meantime, if you think you own gold, but it's in someone else's hands rather than your own, you may never see it when you need it. For your freedom and prosperity, I'm Charles Goyette.
For information on how to order Charles Goyette's Freedom and Prosperity newsletter and more, please log on to moneyandmarkets.com or call toll-free 1-800-291-8545.